Right now, let us bring in Ruth Epstein, who, of course, covers our area for the Republican American and joins us on a Monday morning, even on the first day of the year. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, Jill. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Else to start a year but on a Monday?
How's that?
Yeah.
Right. I guess that keeps things in order.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the temperature in Kent? It was close to 10 below at my house. Right now, it's about 5 below here.
It's cold.
Ridiculous. My position is, if I had wanted to live in Antarctica, I would have organized. Same.
Mm. So there.
Yeah.
Is there any relief in sight?
There's a little relief in the middle of the week, possibly some snow, and then another reinforcing hit of very bitter cold air. I'm not going to mention the two words they brought up a couple of years ago, that when it went polar vortex.
PV.
Yeah.
But
we've had it pretty good for the last few years, I suppose. So we're getting our just due, are we? I don't know.
I don't know.
Cold.
So things pick up a little this week?
Yeah, we have tomorrow night the Kellogg Board of Education kicks off the year, and so does Cornwall Board of Selectmen. So it's a start, and as we all know, when Monday is a holiday, it sort of has a ripple effect. So
yeah.
All the meetings, the first Mondays of the month, start next week. So gets me confused, as usual. I'm not sure. Salisbury Selectmen, do they go the first Monday, or they move it to Tuesday?
I think they move it to Tuesday.
I think they might.
Yeah, I think they move it to Tuesday. I didn't see it on their meeting list for today.
It would be either Tuesday, tomorrow, or next Monday. But as you can see, I'm not really with it yet until tomorrow. We have till tomorrow to get organized and realize what's going on. But it was a very quiet week, as we all know. There was a meeting in Cornwall at the end of the year, and they're talking about the big bridge closing. Cornwall Covered Bridge will be closed for renovations in September. It will mean Route 128 is going to be closed from September 4th till about for 29 days, I think it is, which will mean a real detours when that road is closed, and the selectmen are urging the company to perhaps work faster than expected. They're concerned about public safety and the lack of ability for people to get to the businesses in West Cornwall.
Leaf season, yeah, the beginning. Who
picks the dates? They just
The company had to. There was talk originally of putting it in October, and people really. So that's even worse, because that's real leaf peeper season. And so they moved it to September, but there's issues about what you can do because of the fish underneath and certain times of the year. So.
Autumn browns, basically, the trout.
The trout, yeah, so the spawning or some.
Well, it's a trout management area, absolutely.
So that's going to be, work officially starts in March when they start surveying the bridge and all that. But the public really won't see any effect until September.
All right. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen does meet next Monday, January 8th.
Thank you. Good. Okay. I appreciate that. And there were lots of good things going on. You know, we had Chorus Angelicus, we had parties and concerts, and
Crescendo just finished with their big concert off for the fall, for the winter time as well.
Yeah, and this morning there's the pancake breakfast at the Congregational Church in Cornwall. For those who feel like having a breakfast in the new year, can start off from 9 to noon. Always a fun event, always filled, and they choose a charity in which to give the proceeds to the donations to. So anybody up for pancakes, that's the place to go. Yes.
And we're not that far away also now from Jump Fest. And, that comes up in February. That's not that far away now.
I know. The years are just flying. It's just unbelievable. We start the calendar rolls around again. We have all these events starting off. A lot of the schools now are going to be holding community events to talk about declining enrollment, and Cornwall's will be this month, January 19th. The Kellogg School has had its conversations, and that'll continue. Big issue here because of declining enrollment, student per cost going up, and so a lot of attention is being paid to that. Also, plans of conservation and development are doing the same thing, looking at ways to attract young families to the northwest corner. We've got some real issues here. If you don't have young families, you don't have public service people, public emergency services people. So I think that's going to be a big issue in 2018.
All right. Well, I want you to stay warm, Ruth.
Well, I'm going out to the breakfast. So.
Layers, Ruth.
Layers. And come on, guys, do something. Get rid of it.
I understand.
We'll try. Okay, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
Happy New Year.
Take care. You too.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com on the web.